Now, back to the mole. Not that mole. This mole. Yep, this number has a second name, the mole. Chemists use the term mole to refer to the quantities that are at the magnitude of 602 sectillion. This is known as a molar quantity. Atoms and molecules are so small that chemists have bundled them into groups called moles. Moles are hard for students to understand because they have a hard time picturing the size of a mole, or a 602 sectillion. It's just too big to wrap our brains around. Remember our 18.01 milliliters of water? Well, that's a mole of water. But how much is that? Exactly what does 602 sectillion look like? Maybe this will help. Exchange the water particles for donuts. If you had a mole of donuts, they would cover the entire Earth to a depth of 8 kilometers, which is about 5 miles. You'd really need a lot of coffee for that. If you had a mole of basketballs, you could create a new planet the size of the Earth. If you received a mole of pennies on the day you were born and spent $1 million a second until the day you died at the age of 100, you would still have more than 99.99% of your money in the bank. Okay, now we sort of have an idea how large the mole is. So how do we use it? You might be surprised to know that chemists use it the same way you use pounds to buy grapes, deli meat, or eggs. When you go to the grocery store, you don't go to the deli counter and ask for 43 slices of salami. You buy your salami by the pound. When you buy your eggs, you buy a dozen eggs. When we hear the word dozen, we probably think of the number 12. We also know that a pair is 2, a baker's dozen is 13, a gross is 144, and a ream of paper is... anybody? A ream is 500. Well, a mole is really the same thing. For a chemist, a mole conjures up the number 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, not a fuzzy little animal. The only difference is that the other quantities are more familiar to us. So there you have it. The story of the mole, Avogadro, basketballs, and how to buy salami at the grocery store.